Well, hello, Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins, February day two. Today we seem to be talking about goals, from what I can establish. Goal! Oh, man. Goals. What are we going to say about goals? I'm going to think about it, and I'll come back to you in a second. Okay, I've thought about it. I've been told that I have a good voice for radio, and I was wondering what people thought of that. I'm just asking. That's an aside. It might not have any connection to do with what I'm talking about in terms of goals, but I'd like to know, do I have a good voice for radio? Hang on, let's just turn this down a little bit. You know, like, if I was to... So I can do different accents, can't I? And, you know, at the moment we're doing a kind of a bit of a Brummy thing going on, but, you know, could I do something like, find out more, visit www.courageuk. Not that. Don't want to crash that and make that nasty noise. But, yeah, have I got a voice for radio? Just let me know. Yeah, I'll be interested. Goals. I have goals. But the thing is about goals, do we set them publicly, or do we worry that if we set them publicly, then to some extent we'll be tested on that, and that we look back at them, and then if they weren't achieved in any way, do we then judge ourselves overly harshly on that, or what? So yeah, goals. It's I have got some goals. I'd like to be in London as soon as possible. I don't know, you know, I can say that because it's known that that's what I want to happen. But then there are smaller goals that probably have to be achieved in order to make that happen, aren't there? And they're obvious ones. mainly some gainful employment. But then what do I do with that? Do I, you know, there's lots of ways you could look at that as a goal. And, you know, if you know a bit about things like SMART, sort of goals, you know, small, measurable, achievable, small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. So that's the way that, say, you should go for goals. Do things that are small, measurable, achievable, because obviously you're going to get disappointed, aren't you, with the voice if you don't achieve any, realistic and time. So you actually say, yeah, I want this, but I know there's a time frame for which it needs to fit in, so I'm gonna endeavor to do that. I think if they don't have any boundaries to them, then they're sort of aspirations, really, than more than goals, aren't they? What other goals have I got? I think I would like to get back into or go to church again. I haven't been to church for quite a while, one way or the other. And again, it becomes something that's out there somewhere if you're not careful. Some things do, you know. I would like to produce an album. And when I say that, I'd like to produce an album of, excuse me, music, like ambient music. And actually, the truth is, I could sit at a piano or a keyboard and probably come up with something reasonably quickly, but I haven't done it. So they're not goals, they've become aspirations or a bit kind of lost in ether somewhere. And I have made it my goal this year to achieve more of the things that I say I would like to achieve, because I do genuinely want to achieve them. And then when you look at it, you think, oh, well, that come in the way, that happened. At work at the moment, there's a lot around achieving new business and things like this, and in a way, I think I'm doing some training as well, so qualification, which will help me with my goal setting, I think, and also a few things in my spare time that will help with that as well. Just to do in later life some more of the things that you say you want to do. You can't have an aspiration forever. It has to turn into something else. Otherwise, it is just the, euphoria of the thought of achieving it. So imagine if I had this or that or the other, and then but you've never really strived to achieve it. But for the moment, just for that little bit of time, the euphoria of, yeah, but imagine if I got it. No, you need more permanency. I think that's almost like a little bit like having something that's really sugary, something that's really got lots of sugar in, like a Mars bar. For a bit, you feel great. Well, hey, I've had a Mars bar and feel a bit of a sugar rush, but then it goes. They're just sugar things. We need slow burn energy type things that are the ones that define who you are and what your life is. So I haven't really got a lot into my goals because, I think, as I said at the beginning, some of it is private and others of it is that you can't necessarily put too many goals down in public unless you're going to really try to achieve them. And I think whether I've set my goals or not will be proven in who I am in a year's time or however much time and whatever goals I've set myself. I will be defined by my goals, perhaps. I could be talking absolute nonsense. At Claire Randall, my beautiful other half, is a life coach, and I think some of what she teaches rubs off on me, which is a good thing, because I found that you can't live in the ethereal all the time. You do have to have your feet on the ground and achieve some goals, smart, small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Goals, and that's gold, isn't it? that's me for this. Just some random thoughts around goals. I'm off now to look at February 3 and 4 because I'm recording this on the 4th, so I needed to catch up a bit. It's my goal to keep up with February, but will it become an aspiration if I get too far behind? Probably. So. And how great does it feel when you've achieved a goal, doesn't it? So whatever you're trying to achieve, try to achieve it with all your might and all your strength. There's a Greek, sort of story that talks about the opportunity is a man, a bald-headed man with a streak of hair in front of his head, on the front of his head, and if you don't catch him at the front of his head, you won't catch him at the back of his head because he has no hair, he's bald and he gets away. Eek. I don't even know where I heard that. It sounds a bit weird, but it's there. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.